Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to day 9 of my contemplations on the book If I Were to Live Again. Today, I repeat a story that I've told more than once in one or two fora, and it's the story of a little girl who I was teaching in Sunday school, and I was trying to get her to understand that she had not been reading a Bible because she chose not to, not because she didn't have time. She actually insisted that she had time, and I made her tell me what she was doing the previous day, a Saturday, each hour. And to my surprise, she was able to account for every hour of her time from 5 a.m. to about 7 p.m. And I myself was taken aback because I doubt if I can always account for the time I use every single day. I go on to the other story of the movie I watched back some 2 or 3 years ago called Jupiter Rising. A certain character in the movie mentioned that time is the most valuable resource in the universe. You see, when you lose $1 million, when you lose a lot of money, there's a possibility that you could regain it, but every second that is lost is not recoverable. It is not possible to recover time. We are finite beings. We have a limited lifespan. We have a termination date, so to speak, and therefore everything that we are doing or we desire to do must fit in to this time frame. That means whatever is not necessary has to go, has to be cut up. Whatever does not add up to our purpose has to go. Whoever is around us that introduces things into our lives that do not add up to our purpose, that merely robs us of time that we cannot recover, we have to find a way to separate from such people. Time is the most valuable resource in the universe, and we need to make sure that we are making the best of what we have. Thank you for listening. The thoughts I have shared in this podcast are from the book If I Were to Live Again, and it's available on Amazon. Interestingly, today it is free until midnight, so get your copy while you can, and do share more thoughts with me on scribblingsage.com. Have a great day.